Hey, Amanda.
Hey, Tommy.
Where have you been?
Well, I took my life savings, and after a couple canceled flights, a possible bomb threat, and a broken wing of a plane, I flew to a small town in Iceland to see where your very favorite movie, Eurovision, was filmed.
Oh, that movie's terrible. Is that what we're going to talk about today?
It is. Can we talk about...
Can we talk about where you've been, Amanda?
I know, I've been MIA. So I've heard the messages. People were heeding the messages. I was in Iceland for 2 weeks, but the way that it fell in the recording schedule, I guess technically 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, 3 weeks of episodes.
It's been a while. And for what it's worth, I've been here. I've been sitting around.
He's been sitting in the same seat, working his ass off for Gotham West Productions.
We opened a brand new studio October 1st here at our Brooklyn offices, which is really cool.
It's so sick.
It is.
Head over to Gotham West, Gotham West Instagram, and check out the pictures. Our social media guru, Dale, shared a really cool shot today to the stories, and it was orange and very on brand for October.
Oh, the pumpkin looking one?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's we have like a giant, like, it's studio lighting, so like there's a giant white box thing, and that was actually me. I was like, I could turn it orange like a pumpkin, because I took a picture of it and it was white. I was like, oh, it kind of looks like a pumpkin. I made it orange and then took another picture.
It looks so cool.
And it is cool. But we'll be doing some stuff in person and all that stuff. But I was busy doing that stuff while you were out gallivanting in another country. But I have to take people through it too. I have to take people through the entire story.
It was a fucking adventure, beginning to end.
So to start it off, I get a message from you. I was like, oh, did you leave yet? Because I don't remember anything you ever tell me. And so I was like, I don't know what time, if you leave at 7 a.m. or 7 p.m. or wherever it was. And you were leaving from some odd airport up in the middle of...
It's not odd, okay? It's a small international airport that makes traveling to other countries quite simple.
Well,
unless...
it's an international airport that has one international flight. That's it, right? Is that
all you
the
need,
only
baby.
International? Yeah. And it's this one airline. What airline was it?
Oh, I'll shout them the fuck out. It was Play Airlines.
And I text you and you were like, and first off, there's like no TSA. Well, there is TSA there, but it's like you and the TSA agent. You outnumber the TSA agents there.
100%. 100%.
And then I was like, oh, when are you taking off? When are, you know, and I think, what time is your flight supposed to, like, board? It was like 7 o'clock?
We were supposed to be in the air by 7 p.m. Yes.
Okay. And then where were you at 7 p.m.?
Oh, I was on the plane, but it wasn't moving.
I didn't know they boarded you. I thought.
Oh, no. They boarded us. Okay. We were on the plane for over an hour.
Oh, no. I didn't know
so
that.
So this is how it went, guys. Let's start from square one. The whole genesis of this story is my mom's health is not great, has not been great for a very long time. But they keep telling my mother since I was in ninth grade, say your goodbyes. This is the end.
Jeez.
And this bitch keeps living. I'm 36 years old. So she has always wanted to see the Northern Lights, always wanted to go to Iceland. She is a huge, huge, huge star space nerd, right? So a lot of stuff's been happening in the family. She just was not in a really great headspace, but medically she was doing okay. So we're on the phone one day and I was like, that's it. This is happening. And we're going to make this happen. And she's like, yeah, okay, okay. She's the queen of backing out of things, you know? So I talked to my fiance. We got it done and I booked non-refundable flights, right? Big surprise. So fired up. It's great. Leading up to this trip, had not booked anything, to be honest with you. My partner is the person that books everything when we go on trips. I'm here for the fun. You know, like, I just tell me where to go and I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know what I thought was going to happen. Like, who was going to handle this? But, you know, it was supposed to be me. I had booked one thing, one singular thing, and it was something I saw on TikTok. It was this guy named Mike. It was this lagoon tour. You do the southern tip of Iceland. You're with him in his car. It's like a private tour. And everybody raves about how incredible it is, right? So I dropped $600 on this tour for each of us. It's going to be the next day after we land.
Oh, no.
Still, I have booked nothing, right? So I tell my fiance this, and he's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And he proceeds to then book the car rental. He books the hotel stays. He does all this information. He creates an entire itinerary. So you're going to start here. You've only got 3 hours drive to the next city and your next hotel stay. So these are all the things that you can stop and see along the way. This is how far it is from each one. The man planned the whole trip down to the every minute detail. This is where you should eat dinner. This is where you should pull over because there's a really nice waterfall. It's only a half a mile hike. No incline. Yeah. Like every detail you could think of, he planned. So now we're excited. I'm like, all right, the stress is gone. The trip is planned for me. Everything worked out as I wanted it to. Someone else did all the hard work.
Well, I was going to say, before you left, and you're talking to us about the trip like weeks earlier.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, where are you staying? Or you're like, I don't know. I haven't booked anything. And I didn't say this to you out loud, but I was like quietly
in
my head.
What is she doing?
You're insane. Like, you're just going to go to another country. I mean, it's they speak English there, but like, I have like a, like fear of like going to another country and getting like lost in translation or just lost in general. Like I have nightmares about that. And you're just like, I'm going to fly there and then figure it out.
Well, it's a very, traveler friendly country, right? So people go and they drive what's called the ring road, and you kind of just start and you drive the whole outskirts of the entire country, and everybody does it in camper vans, you know, like, so I was like, everybody's just like kind of chill. I'll be kind of chill. It'll work out. But like, my mom can't sleep in a camper van.
Yeah.
So anyway, Henry took care of all of that for us. So we're at the airport. This is going to be great. We pull in. First of all, my aunt gave my mom a suitcase the size of a fucking 11th grader. This thing is enormous. I'm like, okay, we're definitely going to pay overage fees. That thing is huge. We weighed it and we didn't weigh it. That was an argument. My fiance was like, let's bring the luggage weight scale thing. And I was like, we don't need it. She'll be fine. Just so you know, she was not fine. And because this was a budget airline, it was over like six kilos or six whatever the fucks, and I was under two, so the lady was very nice at the counter and said, we'll just charge you the difference of the 4 kilos or whatever the heck it was. I don't think kilos is the right, kilograms is probably what it is, because we're not shipping heroin right now. And still $120.
Oh my god.
And I was like, wait, I can go on the app right now and upgrade to the larger bag. And she's like, no, they don't let you upgrade once you've already prepaid for a bag. You can't upgrade. And I was like, cool. Budget airline life. Yeah. So we're already starting off a little. And my mom's stressed now. She feels so bad. I'm like, Mom, don't even worry about it. Who cares? Yeah. We're going to spend $120 on way stupider shit in the next two weeks. Like, don't even fucking worry about it.
Yeah.
So we get there. We go upstairs. Again, Tom's already made fun of this airport. There's one spot to get food and it's like air fryer chicken tenders. And they were so disgusting. But you know, when you're excited, you're like, who cares? We're going to eat it. I have a little cocktail. We're all excited. She's so excited. She's just so cute and like giddy. So we get on the plane and I have paid for their version of first class. Thanks to Tom, I've now realized I cannot sit in peasant seats. So I've now paid for their version of first class, which isn't really first class, but you know, you can fit a human body in the seat.
Yeah. Okay. What else do you get? Like, do you get anything? Like, do they serve
anything?
No,
they don't even include water or snacks. You have to pay for everything. I swear to God. Okay. So we're on the plane. We sit in these seats. And I was like, actually, these are really huge seats. Like, this is very comfortable. It's about a 6.5 hour flight.
And this is an overnight flight.
Overnight. Right? 6.5 hour flight. And we're landing, picking up the rental car, driving straight to Reykjavik, which is their capital city. And then we're going on this 10-hour tour with this guy, like, right away.
Yeah.
We're on the plane and I have severe ADHD and severe people pleasing issues. So I am constantly watching everything about me, and I'm a little bit more aware than most people of things happening because I don't know why. It's just the way my brain works. And I see somebody get on the plane and go into the cockpit, and I go, that doesn't look good. He's wearing an orange vest. Why is he in the cockpit? I ignore it. My mom's like, you're being so dramatic. There's nothing wrong. And then they say, if And it's a very Icelandic name. I wouldn't even be able to pronounce it if I wanted to. It was like Ishlabushla blah 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 is on the plane. Please present your person. Nobody comes forward. And I'm like, okay. Jokingly, I say to my mom, I go, that's usually what the shit that happens when somebody checks a bag with a bomb and they never board the flight. They just check this bag with a bomb and they've never boarded the flight.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, don't say that. Okay, more people are now on the plane. And then they make an announcement. Oh, the weather in Reykjavik is blah, 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 blah. We're going to be pushing back to take off in just a few minutes here. I'm like, all right. All right. So I'm just being dramatic. She's right. Half hour passes now. So we're on the plane for like, let's see, we got on the plane at 6. It's now like 7:30. I was like, this doesn't feel right.
Well, I was going to say, normally they take about a half hour to board, but like, should you have already taken off at this point?
Yes.
Okay.
Like the minute we were supposed to be taking off. And I said to my mom, I go, this does not look good. And then all of a sudden some TSA police cars pull in. I was like, oh, it was a bomb. It was a bomb. We're going to blow up. And then they say, hey, they come on. They're like, sorry to do this. Basically is the announcements. Hey, we're sorry to do this. Bad news.
Yeah.
Mechanical issues. We don't have the parts for this. It's not going to be fixed until the end of the week. Maybe next week. So unfortunately, we're going to have to deboard the plane. I'm thinking, oh, no big deal. They probably have another plane.
Yeah.
We see two other airline planes. I'm like, they're probably going to wait. And, you know, cruise time out, all that kind of stuff. It's a red eye. So probably going to have to wait for another crew or whatever the fuck is happening, right?
Yeah.
I've been in these situations before.
Yeah.
Incorrect, Tom. Incorrect. Now they're like, everyone get over here, get in line. We're taking your name for hotel rooms. My mom lives a half hour away. I live an hour away. Yeah. I'm like, oh, we'll just sleep. We'll go home and sleep in our houses if it's going to be tomorrow afternoon. Then they're like, well, the earliest we think is probably Friday. This is on Tuesday. And I was like,
yeah, oh no.
You're fucking me right now.
Yeah.
And the worst part is no one knows what's going on. Everyone that works for the airline, the TSA people, no one knows what's going on. And I was like, if it's going to be a plane in the morning, yes, we'll take a hotel room.
Yeah.
If it's not going to be till tomorrow night, we're just going to go home. And she's like, ooh, it might not be till the end of the week. Where are you flying to? And I was like, fucking Iceland. Like, where's everyone else flying to? What do you mean? That's the only flight leaving here.
It's not a bus. It doesn't have multiple stops.
What the fuck? So I guess there are some people, because the way that the airline works is like it flies to Iceland. And then from Iceland, there's Paris, Brussels, Germany, like all these places, right? Yeah. Ireland, Scotland.
It does fly like a bus.
Fuck, it does fly like a bus. So then we get downstairs, and this is where I start to feel bad. There are so many versions of languages on this plane. Nobody can understand what's going on because they've only done this in English, right?
Yeah.
So my mom and I both have the same kind of face. It's the, look at me, come ask me how to help you. Don't I speak German, French, and Spanish at the same time?
You have Google Translate open in your phone already.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so they're like, you have to go get your luggage. And I was like, okay, we'll go get our luggage. But then we're standing up there and they're like, everybody just kind of grab a seat. Wait, we're going to come around to you. We're waiting on information. And then all of a sudden, some lady gets on the fucking thing. I'm like, I got to pee. I go to the bathroom. My mom's like, I'll wait here by the stuff. Mm-hmm. Lady gets on the thing and she's like, everybody downstairs to the luggage bin now. You must evacuate the upstairs area. And I was like, oh, it's a bomb.
Yeah.
They're freaking out. Some lady comes into the bathroom. I'm the only one in the bathroom. She's slamming on the door. She's like, you have to evacuate and get downstairs. I was like, what the fuck is happening right now?
Is she an employee?
Yes. And so I'm like, okay, I run out. My mom's like, everybody's freaking out. I'm like, I've noticed. Let's go downstairs. We get our luggage. Finally, I'm like, does anyone know what's going on? The lady's like, you have to wait for an email. Wait for an email. You work for the airline company. She's like, we don't know what they're going to say. You have to wait for an email. We'll get the email the same time as you.
Wait,
I was like, this can't be real.
At this point, has anyone actually explained what is happening, why you deboarded, any of that?
Well, they said the mechanical issue. Then they all acted like the terminal was going to blow up. So we got our shit. And I'm like, all right. We get the email. Everyone gets it at the same time, right? So everybody's looking at it. The best part is there's no cell phone service in this airport. It's just their shitty, what's that
Wi-Fi.
Called? Boing, whatever the hell it is. So everyone's on that. Everyone gets the email at the same time. And then the lady says, It gives you three options. And the lady's like, be careful which option you choose because you can't go back. And we will not be issuing refunds. And I was like, okay, well, the options are book the next flight, does not tell you when the flight is, cancel and get a refund, or cancel for a voucher. I was like, I'm not going to click next flight if the next flight is on Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, oh, I don't know what to tell you. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not clicking that. And my mom said it was, she's like, I was so proud of you. You're up there talking to them and nicely, because it's not their fault, you know, like I'm talking to them nicely. Yeah, yeah. And the lady's like, I don't know. But then now 200 people have now heard me say this and they're all standing behind me my trilingual posse. They're like, yeah, yep, yeah, we're not doing it. And finally,
you started a riot.
Yeah, exactly. And it was lucky enough that we got off the next day. We were able to get on the next flight the following night.
Okay.
Here's the downside, Tom. This is very excited. We're one day and I'm thinking, well, this kind of sucks because now we've missed the only thing that I've managed to book for this entire fucking trip. This is over $1,000 tour in the kibbutz, number one. And he can't refund us the money because it's through Airbnb and Airbnb follows the European guidelines. So he was super nice, whatever. We lost our hotel stay. Thank God for Henry because he called them and we were able to use it for our last night there.
Okay.
That's great. Car rental place. Everything's great. But we go to get on the plane. And now I've paid for their version of first class. But because they smushed us onto another flight, we're in peasant seating. And that's fine, right? We get on. Yeah. The guy in the window, so sweet. His name was Nate. He was a little bit of a huskier feller. So my mom's like 13 pounds. She's like, I'll sit in the middle because you have a giant ass and it's going to spill into this poor guy's seat. So she sits in the middle. I do not like other people's feet.
Yeah.
My mom keeps...
Oh, no.
These seats are so small. Like, I can't even tell you how small they are. So my mom's seat keeps flying forward, Tom. Flying forward. And this is the same thing. Overnight flight, same time.
Yeah.
And I look, and this girl's got her back against my mom's seat behind her, and her feet where her back should be, and she's pushing against it, trying to get herself comfortable. Oh. And my mom is like... a sweetheart, but that bitch is from the South Bronx. Yeah. So if you Bronx her, she will out Bronx you. Okay. And now I look over and I think this feeling that I've been feeling, this is probably 3 hours later.
Yeah.
Is my mom's elbow the whole time, right? On the armrest. I look down and I'm not talking back. I'm talking all the way through, almost to the end of our armrest, is this bitch's fucking dirty ass foot.
No. I am on Reddit a lot, and there are so many, like, people take pictures of that where someone's like, what would you do in this situation? And I know you, and I know that you're not me. Me, I would have ordered a coffee. I would have paid $10, $15 for the Play Airlines.
No, the prices were very reasonable. Like, coffee was like $2.
Okay, I would have bought two cups of coffee, one to drink and one to pour on her foot.
Someone else told me the same thing. Yes.
Now, it's going to make me angry whatever your answer is because I know you. What did you do?
You're going to be so fucking proud. I've now had it, right? Okay. Like,
you're 3 hours into the flight at this point?
At this point, we have not even landed in Iceland, and I have now spent over $1,000 I will never see again. It's gone. But I don't care. This is my mom's bucket list trip. I'm not acting like it's bothering me, because then she'll get upset.
Yeah.
And so I see that, and this bitch knows I hate feet. Her whole life was me punching my sisters because they would put their feet on me. So she knows. Yeah. She's laughing her ass off. She's like, I thought you fucking knew. And I'm like, no, I'm just over here watching fucking Gossip Girl with my earbuds on. I don't know what's happening. And watching it on my phone because they don't have TVs in the seats, right? So I look down and I'm like, I can't get past this. Like, normally I can get past this. I'm lifting the armrest up. I'm like, here's an easy thing. Yeah. The person sitting next to me is my mother.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit if she's touching me or I'm touching her. So I'm trying to lift the armrest up to put it back up because then she can't put her foot through anymore.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Uh-huh.
This fucking little bitch slams it down with her foot.
No.
Now I'm like, okay. And my mom is like crying laughing because she knows too that, like, it takes a lot to get me there. But when I'm there, there's no going back. So, okay.
I've never seen the angry Amanda. I've only seen
she's terrifying.
Okay.
And very mean. So now she's kicked it down. I look at my mom and I'm like, here's the thing. This two things could happen here. Because of the world right now, I'm so afraid to end up on the no-fly list because people are fucking insane, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, if she sticks her foot back between there, we're going to have problems.
Yeah.
Don't you know? Her fucking toes come in. You guys can't see it. But imagine someone's toes coming in and curling around the thing. Like she's gripping it with her toes.
She's gripping it with her toes. Like she's trying to grab.
Like she's trying to grab it. And she's rubbing against my arm. Okay, now I'm pissed. And then she shoves against the seat. And now my mom's pissed. So my mom pushes back. And what does this little bitch do? First of all, my mother is a beautiful, beautiful woman. But she is more terrifying than I could ever be. She pushes back pretty hard, right? Now the girl kicks it so hard, my mom's face flies forward. My mom whipped around and she was like, and I'm not going to yell into the mic because I don't want Tom's ears to bleed, but she was like, can we fucking not? And the girl, I don't think spoke English, but 100% saw a very scary white lady. It was
she
probably
understood
like,
that in every language.
I'm going to stop. And so she did not kick the seat again. And wouldn't you know, we land like an hour later, her little boyfriend that she was with dropped his earbuds and rolled under my mom's seat. And my mom, kind as can be, because that's what she does, kills people with kindness.
Yeah.
She picks them up. She searches for them. It's like a 10-minute ordeal between her and the seatmate. They pick it up and they give it to him. And she just like fucking big smiles at this little bitch who's just like, meh, little bitch face.
Much better than me. I would have found it with my heel of my foot
and crunched it,
smushed it into little.
He was nuts. You could tell that.
Yeah, but
he runs the show or she runs the show.
Here's the thing. We've talked about it here before. I am a snob when it comes to flying. To be clear, it's all in my own personal space bubble, right? I fly first class so that I have a bigger seat, that I'm by myself and like I can kind of, you know, huddle into my little area without going into overflowing into someone else's seat. I go to lounges and all that stuff. But two things I have seen. I've never seen the feet thing. Right. I've seen all the stories online about it.
I'm fucking scarred, bro. Scarred.
But to me, two things. One, that's like an entitlement thing of like for someone to like think that that's OK to do. But two, you're on a budget airline. In economy, what entitlement in life have you had to like be at that seat and be like, I deserve that? Like where, like, I understand. I don't say understand. I, my brain can wrap my head around some snobby asshole who's in first class on like Delta.
You expect
who does
that there.
That.
Yes. You expect.
Yeah. Because they're just oblivious idiots who like just get through life without anyone telling them no. You're on Play Airlines in economy from Stewart Airport in the Catskills. You didn't even fly out of JFK. Where there's all these little pieces to the puzzle for you to see that. That blows my mind even further. Like for
I mean,
those
like,
are like
thank
little extra details.
Fucking God, I wasn't at JFK because if I had to be at JFK and then drive home and come back,
I will say there was a point. This is a Gotham West thing. Is like. You were like, hey, they canceled our flight. They said it might not be back.
Pulled up.
Yeah. And I was like, I was talking to my wife and I'm like, we got to figure this out. I was like, how do we get her to that city in any other airport out of the New York City area? And we found like a flight at a JFK the next day at like noon. I was like, let's book the tickets. Let's get it for her. I was like, can she just get down here? Is that okay?
You're too good to me.
And we were trying to figure it out. Well, it wasn't my money. It's Gotham West, you know, company corporate card. It's a corporate trip because we're talking about it on the podcast. So it's a
work-related. Guys, Tom's a sweetheart and he and his wife are the most generous people in the world. I do, however, have to share with you the text message exchange when I told my fellow friends and family. I'm not even going to call you your family. Let me tell you what they said when I text messaged them. Tuesday, September 26th at 7:50 p.m. I now should have been in the air for 30 minutes. Ready to laugh? We're on the plane for an hour and they made us get off. There was a crack in the wing or something, so no Iceland yet. Tom sends a GIF that says, you shall not pass. His beautiful wife says, oh my gosh. And then I say it could be days. Dayel, which airport? I tell them Stewart. And she said, well, I guess the bright side is you're not far from home. Tom's now giving me options. Oh, this is where you can go. This is round trip, blah, 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 blah. And I said to his response, it's $795 round trip. I said, Jesus, that's what I paid for both of us round trip. He said, yes, it's more expensive because the wing is in one piece. And my mother is crying laughing when I read that to her. The next morning, 8 a.m., Tom, mm-hmm. did they flex seal the wing of your plane yet? And then I said, we're going to take off in a different plane tonight. And Tom sends back a GIF of a man riding a toy plane around a parking lot.
Yeah. I was trying to lighten the mood in a moment.
My mom laughed so fucking hard when I said, yeah, it's more expensive. The plane actually works. It flies.
Yeah. Because the wing doesn't have a crack in it. They charge extra for it.
So, yeah, we got to Iceland, picked up our car, and this is what I'm going to say about Iceland. Number one, I am going to tell you all of the TV shows, movies, everything that's shot there. You kind of don't realize in the United States, you can go from one coast to the other, top to bottom, mm-hmm. right? And you're going to see different ecosystems. You're going to see mountains, flat, trees, no trees, palm trees, oceans, all that kind of stuff. I have never in my fucking life, and I've been to other places in the world, seen literally 20 minutes. Everything around you is black, volcanic ash. Everything is black, no vegetation. And then you're in sheep pastures where everything is green. Then you're driving on a motherfucking glacier.
That's insane.
Then you're back to a sheep pasture. Then you're driving along the ocean and it's beautiful and sunny. And then all of a sudden you're in an active volcano. And this is all within 3 hours. It's fucking wild.
I was going to say all of my knowledge of what, like, you, when you say like you got a car over there, I just think of every movie I've ever seen where like someone goes on some European vacation and it's like a little tiny two-door, like little, like smart for two looking thing, but not an actual like what kind of car did you guys have?
Okay.
Like, what did you,
I was very specific about this when I told Henry, cause that was kind of what my little, very cheap fiance would have booked for us. I cannot complain because I did not pay for anything. He paid for everything for this trip. Like I said, the one thing I paid for, we didn't even go on, but he was like, oh, you just need a little car that's good on gas.
A little car that's good on gas.
No, because if you want to see a lot of the stuff, you have to drive in what's called an F road.
Okay.
And they're like, in Ireland, the roads are very narrow and you have to like go into reverse until you can pull into somebody's fucking pasture to let a car pass in the other direction. But you are driving on the other side of the road. In Iceland, you're driving on the same side of the road.
Okay.
But this is no exaggeration. It was 60 degrees. And then all of a sudden, 25 minutes later, it's 1 degree.
Yeah.
Snowing, ice on the road. 20 minutes later, it's sunny and you're back on the ocean. So it's I was like, we need four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive. Like, we're not going to survive. And if you want to see a lot of these things, you have to go on these back roads that are called F roads, air quotes.
Yeah.
And they are terrifying, to say the least, but very fun to drive on.
Yeah.
So we had a Kia something.
Like a SUV, like a Sportage or something?
Like an SUV, yeah. It was... Okay. It was all-wheel drive. It did great in the snow. Yeah. It did great in the ice. It did great on the ocean. It did great on the F-roads. I drove up a mountain that I didn't know I was driving up the mountain, and we kept going, and I was like, this has to end soon, right? My mom's like, I think so. And then all of a sudden, it got higher and higher, and we got so high at some point that the glacier that we took a picture of on the bottom at sea level, we were now equal to. We were reaching out to touch it, and to the left of us was the Icelandic... weather station for the entire country.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, I think we are, should not have driven this, but it was your options of driving back down and it was straight up. I was like, not fucking doing that, or it kind of evened out. So that's what we ended up doing. But it is definitely, do not get a little jalopy. You need a four-wheel drive vehicle. It is not an option.
Yeah. Well, how did you find all the things you went to? Like, because you went, like, did you do the whole country? I don't,
the entire
I have
country.
No.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
the
insane.
Only thing that we didn't do is the northwest, northeastern or northwestern fjords, because they're like, they look like little fingers off the top of Iceland. Okay. It takes fucking forever because you have to drive in, out, in, out, in, out. So we
each of the fingers.
we were gonna finger Iceland until we lost an entire day and a half. So we we did not finger Iceland.
That's crazy.
But there was a chick on TikTok named Kiana Sue. Shout out to her. She posted that she lives in Iceland with her boyfriend, but she's from the US and she's always had the best TikTok. So I kept writing them down. And then I clicked, you know, like in TikTok, they're like, click my link for a full itinerary. So I clicked it and it's this, it's website called Rexby. And it's just a bunch of people in Iceland that can upload itineraries for you to download. And so I got the paid version and I just literally handed that to Henner and I said, figure it out. Yeah. And he did. Like, I will, if anybody wants to see screenshots of this itinerary that he wrote for us, I would love to share it because it is hilarious how detailed he knew we needed it to be.
Well, we'll be
also, they
socials.
Fucking love, yeah, they. I'll put it on the socials. They love hot dogs there.
Really?
That's it. Lamb hot dogs. That's like their most lamb popular food.
Was
most
it
popular
good?
Food. I'm not a big lamb fan. They were good, but the after flavor of lamb was a little much. I didn't love that.
What are the other cool things that you got to do?
Well, so the saddest thing we got to do was the glacier. We looked at the picture of when this chick uploaded the picture of the glacier that we were stopping to see.
Yeah.
And it was like the whole lake. And we got there and it was this tiny little mound in the middle. And there was a little sign that said this glacier has melted so significantly in the past 3 years. Due to global warming, like we expect by next year, it'll be entirely gone. And that's the issue with a lot of the glaciers there. So that was a little sad. There's definitely something to be said about how much the Icelandic people love their country. There's no garbage. Like, I'm not even exaggerating when I say there is no garbage on the ground. In the heart of the city, zero garbage. Not a wrapper.
I was going to say, what city did you go to? Or are there multiple cities?
We went to Reykjavik, Vík. Oh, yeah. We went...
Okay.
We had 9 stops, so we stayed in 9 different cities.
Well, and that was my other question too, because like I love the concept of road tripping. It's like been like a bucket list thing for me too. But if you're driving, especially if you've never been, and you're like me, I think too, which is like you like planning sometimes, but not over planning.
Yes.
How do you figure out where you're gonna stop and sleep? Like,
so, like I said, that itinerary was a fucking lifesaver because. Something you alluded to before, it's not like in Ireland or even in Spain or France. I know some of those languages, so I can kind of figure out what's going on, right? These fucking letters together, they do not make sense. I can't even say to Henry, hey, did you book up the Jökulsárlón Glacier Lagoon? Because I don't know what those words mean together.
Oh, wait, and this is going to sound really ignorant, but like, what language do they speak?
Icelandic.
Oh, they have an Icelandic language?
Icelandic language.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry. New York City school system failed us all.
I'm upstate. It's even worse.
Okay. So this is my nightmare where you were going to fly to a country where they don't speak English.
Yeah.
But they speak English, right?
Everyone spoke English.
Okay.
There was a moment where my mom and I we both have blonde hair, blue eyes. So the lady in the gas station spoke to us in Icelandic. And we were both like... Oh my God, she thinks we're one of them. But then I had to be like, what did you say? Yeah. And then she spoke English. And she's like, I thought you were Icelandic. And I was like, thank you.
Well,
I don't know what you said.
The other thing too that really surprised me that you told me off the air was, because I was like, one of the things I was afraid of, I was like, all right, that's it. Amanda's going to be off the grid for 2 weeks. We're not going to hear from Amanda. And then we'll see all the pictures when she comes back. But you were updating your Instagram and everything the whole time.
Yeah.
And I asked you, I was like, how the hell did you do that? Because I assumed like cell phone coverage wouldn't be great or you wouldn't be using like international data because every other country has it figured out except for Americans and we travel anywhere. And it's like, oh, cool. That'll be $7,000 for a megabyte.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. No, we, I, thank to that, that girl's TikTok, Kiana Sue, yeah. I swear to God, she's not charging nearly enough for all the information she gave us. Blue Car Rental is who we rented the cars through. And you can pay, it was like $6 a day, I think, to have this 5G hotspot on you. And it's like a mobile hotspot that we took into all the restaurants with us. We took it hiking with us. We took it like everywhere we went, we had internet service and it worked across the whole country. I think there's like maybe one or two spots it didn't work, but it was incredible. So that's crazy. Barely use cell phone service at all.
Yeah, that's amazing to me. Because you were updating everything in real time. We were like still chatting with you and you were there. That was awesome.
It was amazing. And we did lots of waterfalls, lots of glaciers. It is just one of those places where you're driving through, you're like, this looks like every fucking movie I've ever seen and never seen in real life. It doesn't feel real. And I think that's what draws people to Iceland, because it looks, it does not look real. It doesn't, you can't believe that it's real.
Yeah.
Because it looks so surreal. And they also really embrace the fact that people are road tripping what they call is the ring road. So it's just around the outside of the country. There is pull-offs every like 15, 20 minutes with a sign telling you what you're looking at.
Oh, that's awesome.
In English and in Icelandic. So my mom and I kept saying like we'd have FOMO stops when we'd see people pulled over taking pictures. And I'd be like, oh, FOMO, FOMO, let's pull over and see what they're looking at. And it was always something fucking cool, some crazy, you know, waterfall, or you could see the volcanoes through it, or you could see the glaciers through it. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Is there, would you have like a top? Like few favorite things you got to see there?
Okay. So in Reykjavik, they have free roaming cats that just the city kind of owns, so much so that they're called the Cats of Downtown Reykjavik. And we got out at this very famous church and we're standing there and this orange cat just walks over with a little bell. And you know me with animals. I'm like, oh my God, the cat distribution system is gifting me this cat. So I get down to pick him up. And I'm petting him and he's purring and he's loving it. About 4 or 5 hours later, my mom and I are kind of cold. So we're like, let's pop into this little cafe here. We'll have a little snack and some coffee or, you know, whatever, hot chocolate. And we're sitting down, not anywhere near where we were. And there's the cat sitting on the chair. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's the owner's cat. He loves to walk around the city. Everybody knows him. I'm like, that's what awesome. The fuck kind of world am I in right now? But the best part. There were two best parts, I would say. The very end, not to get emotional, but my mom, like I said, her health was not very good. Yeah. We hiked to the top of a volcano. Like this woman has been on her deathbed so many times. And she, my mom's a very big smoker. So she's got a cigarette hanging out of her mouth. She's hiking up these fucking stairs to the top of this volcano. And it was like one of those situations where you got to the top of the platform. You're like, oh, we made it. Yeah. And then you look and you're like, oh, my God, it keeps going. We just couldn't see it. And that happened 4 times. And then you can walk like the whole circumference. But it was hilarious because there's these like full on fucking hikers with like hiking backpacks and, you know, like ready to make meals, just sitting there like, you know, taking a break. And there's my mom trotting past them with a fucking cigarette, basic light hanging out of her mouth. And she's like, hi, how are you? Just hiking up to the top of this volcano. So that was to me like the best. I haven't seen my mom that alive or that happy in, God, I don't even know how long. It was really beautiful. But that, and I would say the top thing we saw would probably be the volcanoes, obviously. I've never seen a fucking volcano. That was wild. But glaciers. I've never seen glaciers up close. Like you don't, I don't know. It's just not something that you can see this. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's spelt J-O-K-U-L-S-A-R-L-O-N, Glacier Lagoon, Jökulsárlón, Glacier Lagoon. It's a giant national park that's a just all ice glacier with all these like, that was definitely cool as fuck. But I told Tom, and it's very funny because we'll bring it back to Can We Talk About Times. They love the movie Eurovision with Will Ferrell. They are so proud of it. And Tom hates it so much. And my mom came over to me. She's like, we've got to go to this little cafe. They just told us the movie Eurovision was shot in that cafe. Oh, they've got all the outfits and everything set up. I text Tom. He's like, I fucking hate that movie so much.
Oh, no. I hate it so much.
They love it. They worship it.
Have I ever mentioned why I hate the movie here?
No, but I think that was the time to share.
So I was on a family vacation, and my sister-in-law, who I think may even listen to this podcast, so she'll know what we're talking about. We're all on vacation, and we're all indulging in some edible treats, and then she was like looking through Netflix. We were all hanging out on the couches, you know, just now we're waiting for everything to kick in, and then she's just going through Netflix trying to find something funny for us all to watch, and she finds this movie that none of us had heard of, starring Will Ferrell, and what's her name? She's the girl from I almost said Message in a Bottle. That's not the name of the movie.
The Notebook.
The Notebook. What's her name?
Why can't I think of it?
Rachel McAdams. Rachel McAdams. Thank you. And so it's like, oh, Will Ferrell movie. That's got to be hilarious, right?
Wait,
so,
you do
so
know that Eurovision is a song contest, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'm a broadcast nerd, so I know what Eurovision is.
Wonderful.
Which for those that don't know, it's like essentially it's like think American Idol, but like multiple countries. And like they, you know, work up the ranks and become like the nominee from your country. And then they all go in the world stage and it's broadcast around like every country in Europe. And then it's like, yeah, who's going to win Eurovision? And so this movie is called Eurovision, the story of Fire Saga, and it has Will Ferrell and Pierce Bronson and Rachel McAdams. And oh, it's like, wow, these are all some fairly good names. And we watch it. And now we're all basically on like the cusp of being high, and like anything should make you laugh at that point. We all looked at each other at the end. And we're like, oh, that wasn't funny at all. Like this was not maybe it's devil's advocate, right? Maybe it's because we don't have Eurovision in the U.S. And so maybe it's
that's
like
fair. That's
trying
fair.
To be fair, right?
Okay.
But the movie was really bad.
Okay.
And there's a whole backstory to like how this movie got made and all that stuff, which we won't go into. But we walked away from that. I was like, that movie was terrible. So the fact that you're just like this entire country are fans of this movie strictly because, I'm going to say strictly because, I'm not guessing what their whole thing is, but it's all like, it's that's where they're supposed to be from. Like the.
So I will tell you that like Iceland as itself is a very artsy country. They are very like bohemian artsy. They really embrace art in their architecture and like everything they do. I mean, in Reykjavik, there's a whole road that's painted like a rainbow called Rainbow Road. And the way that it's set up is so that you can get this perfect shot from Rainbow Road up to that church that we spoke about. And like they're a very artsy country.
Yeah.
So I think that they liked that the versions of these people were like, I don't know, I guess that they were like, you know, the Icelandic people. It feels like they're making fun of it, though, doesn't it?
From the outside looking in, that's what I thought. They were like sort of making fun of how Icelandic culture is. And it's sort of like every other country sort of has their thing. And then there's Iceland, which is a little bit, I don't even know how to describe it. I will say, and this is an anecdote about the movie.
We stayed in Húsavík where this was all like where their home, Húsavík. Okay. Like we stayed there and they like, Tom, it is everything to them. Everything.
So if I go there, I'm like, that movie sucked. They might like chase me out.
Oh my
like,
God. They'll cry. Yeah, they love it.
Right. For context, the movie was supposed to come out in May of 2020. And then because of COVID, they actually canceled the actual Eurovision contest for 2020. And then a month later in June, that's when they released this movie. So the year that there was no Eurovision contest is when the movie came out. So it was like, this sort of like,
yeah,
well, you guys don't have the real thing. So here's a fake version of it essentially. And it has very mixed reviews. I'll put it that way. I'm not alone in that. Like, just to be clear, I'm not alone in being like the lone person who doesn't like this movie. But I find it hilarious that, this entire town is like,
Húsavík really loves it. And it's a whale watching town. And that's the other thing that my mom wanted to do besides see the Northern Lights.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, guys. We never saw the Northern Lights.
Oh no, why not?
Not once. It rained and was cloudy every night. We would have sun all day, and then an hour before we were going to go to bed and it got dark, rain.
Oh, that's terrible.
We didn't go on the tour. My poor, beautiful mother did not see the Northern Lights. And then she wanted to go whale watching. She brought some of her sister's ashes with her. My aunt took her on her first big trip out of the U.S. when we really thought we were going to lose my mom, and took her to like Ireland and London and England and like all these places. So she wanted to bring some of her with her to release her into the sea, that, you know, whale watching. It's like this whole thing, right?
Yeah.
We booked whale watching out of Húsavík. It got canceled because the sea was too tumultuous. Poor mom. Oh, God. Thank God I'm so fun to hang out with. Jeez. And she just, hilariously enough, but we did stay in Húsavík and we did not go whale watching, and it is a whale watching town.
So but these are like the two things you didn't get to do.
Yeah, we didn't do them. So we were going to see the Vesterhorn Mountain, which is like this fucking insane. Like, I can't even tell you how large this mountain is and how insane it looks. It's like on the corner of the sea. There's a glacier on the one side. It's just, it looks ominous. You, if you saw a picture of it, you'd be like, I've seen that in like a million fucking movies. But
yeah,
I know you don't watch it. Your wife and I both do. The Witcher. So we're down, we're like going in. They're like, just so you know, The Witcher was just here. They just filmed that last season down here at the old Viking settlement that's below Vesterhorn Mountain. I'm so excited. I'm like, this is incredible. Yeah. So we go down there and the most amazing thing happens. It's very, it looks, there's an old Viking ship out front. It's on the ocean and you can walk through this old Viking settlement. I'm so excited. I'm like, this is incredible. This is an old Viking settlement. This is fucking amazing. Like, my mind is blown. It couldn't get any cooler. I'm taking a million pictures and videos. I'm like, oh, I know what part that was from. Oh, I could see what part that's from. And then in walks two wild Icelandic horses. If you've never seen Icelandic horses, they are so fucking fluffy and sweet, and their hair is majestic. They have like Jonathan Van Ness, beautiful, long, straight, beautiful hair. I'm losing my mind. And they're just sitting there chewing grass, hanging out with us. It was like the best thing ever. We leave. I'm like, this was the most amazing experience of my life. I'm sending your wife pictures of the set. I'm sending her pictures of the horses because your sister-in-law said the Icelandic horses are her favorite horses in the world. Yeah. So now I'm obsessed with them. And I'm, you know, Chrissy's telling us all these interesting things, like they can't be shipped out. Once an Icelandic horse leaves Iceland, it can never come back in because they want
they keep
to
it.
Not. Yeah. They don't want to introduce disease. Like, and they're wild. Yeah. So it's the best thing in the entire world.
Yeah.
We get back to the hotel and I'm like, I can't believe we walked through a Viking settlement. Like, this is so cool. And then my mom's like, it's a movie set, honey. They built it in 1996. I didn't want to hurt your feelings. And I was like, no, they did not. And then we looked it up. It wasn't even 96. It was 2009. It's like amazing ethereal experience I think I've had. It's a fucking movie set. I'm sending these pictures to everybody. I'm like, I'm in an old Viking settlement. No, I was on a movie set. I should have known when there was like wires hanging out of everything.
Yeah.
But
oh no.
It's okay. It was fine. But the, you know, like I was telling you about that big glacier, that's from, they use that in James Bond movies.
Oh wow. Okay.
In the snowboarding scenes. Star Wars has shot all over Iceland, and it makes complete sense because the black ash is like, it truly is how you would think if a volcano just melted a city away. It's just black. Yeah. Black ash with rocks that looks like troll skin.
Oh, what's funny is I know you have no idea what I'm thinking of because we've talked, like, you've only watched like one Star Wars movie.
It's from The Force Awakens and Rogue One.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
So I drove through those mountains. And Star Wars shoots on the one glacier that we drove through. And then let's see what else. Game of Thrones, obviously, where the White Walkers were. It was this national park that we walked through. And there's this hot spring cave that we drove to in a town called, I don't know how you pronounce it, but it's M-Y-V-A-T-N. I kept calling it my Vatten. That's not correct. But anyway, it's the scene where Jon Snow and Ygritte, they fuck.
Wow.
I know you haven't seen it, but it's a big deal, Tom.
Oh, you made it sound good, though.
It's a goodie. And then Tomb Raider, the Lara Croft Tomb Raider with Angelina Jolie. They shot that in the same national park. Another one we're not going to mention. Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Okay.
Also shot there. A lot of it was actually shot there in East Iceland. Yeah. I've never seen that one.
You know what's funny? I know you can't say it for,
yeah, go
for
ahead.
Some reasons. We can't say it here. But I know exactly what you are. Because just like describing all the other things, I already know what you're probably talking about. Yeah. Everyone else at home can guess what we're talking about, but we legally can't talk about it.
Yes.
But
it's a glacier tour that you can do. And okay. Anyway, also Oblivion with Tom Cruise. Never saw it, but I did go to the place that he was talking about. And my favorite part was Interstellar. So my mom hasn't seen Interstellar, and she's such a huge fucking movie person. But it was partially shot on the glacier.
Oh, like where Matt Damon is like bad Matt Damon. Sorry, spoilers.
Yes.
Like 10 years.
And so they actually shot it in like a couple different places. But there's all the promotional material for Interstellar. They used Iceland. Wow. So they used obviously a lot of it, but they used all of that. Fast and the Furious 8. I never saw that, but it drives across that.
What else is it?
Thor. They shot Thor at Dettifoss and Skogafoss, which are two massive, massive waterfalls that make waterfalls in the U.S. look like fucking baby trash pee puddles.
Everything you're describing so far, with the exception of the thing we can't talk about.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like pretty much if they're making a movie where someone's on another planet and they want it to look otherworldly, 100%.
Yes.
They go to Iceland.
So Mars in our brains, right? Like what we know of Mars, it's red sand, red mountains.
Yeah.
That is half of the portion of Iceland where all of the not the hot springs, but like where the it's disgusting, like where the geysers come out. We went and it was smelled so bad. I almost fucking threw up. Like, I have video of it. There's this, all the sulfur along the surface and the ground is like over 200 degrees Celsius. It smells like if you took a hot expired broiled egg and just put it in the microwave for 5 minutes and then shoved it up your ass and then tried to eat it. That's it, what is it the one thing smells like.
I don't understand when people talk about hot springs. I'm like, borrow from It's Always Sunny. It's like, you haven't thought of the smell.
Yeah. So not all of them smell that bad, though, because we did go to some ones out in the wild to touch them. But it was a little cold and we weren't about to get naked in front of strangers. But there were a couple that were really bad. They smell like fucking rotten eggs, which are to be expected. But there was others where it was just like kind of you could smell it. It wasn't that bad at all. It was. Yeah. You ever shower somewhere where there's like sulfur in the water?
No, I'm from New York City. So,
OK, well, yeah. Prometheus. They shot that on the volcano. I haven't seen that either. Sorry. And Captain America was shot in Vík, which was the south part of Iceland, which was my favorite to drive through. It was really beautiful. We went to something called Black Sand Beach, where like the whole beach is just black sand, and got like the most incredible.
Literal. I love how literal this place is.
But you want to know what's so crazy is like they have signs everywhere. They just trust people more than the U.S. does. Like, we rope everything off, right? Like, you're not allowed past this point. There's security guards everywhere. There's signs where they're like, hey, if you stand any closer, there's something called a sneaker wave where all of a sudden a bunch of tiny waves get together and they kind of just like envelope people and pull them out to sea. And like, they have deaths there every year. And they're like, watch out for sneaker waves. But if you don't, you're going to die. It's fine. It's up to you. Same thing with the volcano. Die. They're like, get as close as you want, but like, you're going to die.
That's insane.
There's no guard. There's no barrier.
Yeah.
It was pretty great. Wow. So it's a beautiful country. I had a great time. I do want to just tell you the most Icelandic thing that happened to us was probably our second to last night. We stayed in an Airbnb on a farm. It was a horse and sheep farm. It was this little like cottage attached to this farmhouse. Very cute. Very, beautiful. It was the only Airbnb we stayed in the whole time. I'm sleeping against the window so that my mom has access closer to the bathroom if she needs it. Mm-hmm. It's like 5 o'clock in the morning and I just hear a little tap on the glass. I'm like, if these farm workers are looking in this window, because the whole wall is a window. I'm like, this is my fucking nightmare. Like, I'm not wearing pants and my ass cheeks are out facing that. And I roll over and pull the curtain back and there's three sheep just like teeth out, licking the window as hard as they can. Like their teeth are pressed against the glass. And that's what I'm hearing is these motherfucking sheep trying to lick their way into this Airbnb. I was like, this is the most Icelandic thing in the world.
It woke
it's
you
something,
up.
Yeah, it's something like for every one human, there's three sheep in Iceland. They're fucking everywhere.
That's crazy.
They're very cute, but they're everywhere. Yeah. And that was very adorable. But they really like seafood. And since I don't eat a lot of seafood, I felt really bad for my mom because it was like,
I was going to say,
you want to go here?
I love it.
She said she had the best fish and chips in her life ever in the history of all time. They love fish and chips. So she had that.
But does she like fish and chips?
She loves seafood. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she loves seafood.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We just went. It was her trip. So wherever she wanted to go, she went. We did have a hotel that Henry booked us where they have their own Loch Ness Monster in their lake behind their hotel. We didn't get to see it, but it was the best meal of the whole trip. We did the whole steaks and lamb, and it was fucking incredible. That's something that we really take for granted, I think, in the U.S. is like we have to pay a lot of money to just have a decent cut of steak.
Yeah.
Without all the shit in it. My mom has really bad digestive issues. I have fucking Crohn's disease.
Yeah.
Not a single stomach issue for either of us the entire trip. And we ate and drank whatever the fuck we wanted.
Yeah.
It's like very alarming. It's pretty insane. Even the chocolate, the like snacks that they have.
Yeah.
Kind of fucking gross because they do love fish jerky. And I did buy some Bitterfisker.
Fish jerky?
It's just dried pieces of cod, bro. And they have them in every gas station and everyone buys them and they just eat them. And it's so disgusting and it smells so bad. And they love it so much.
It's really funny. There's a handful of things like that in the world that I'm just like, man, am I missing out? Like, do I have to like change myself? Like, sardines, like there's like they just opened up like some store in New York City that's like just nothing but like sardines everywhere.
That's how I feel about seafood. I would do anything to be able to enjoy seafood. I wish.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to go to sushi. I want you to say, Amanda, you want to go for sushi? And I want to go for sushi. That's all. That's all I want. It's never going to happen.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you guys haven't gone to Iceland or have thought about going to Iceland, go. It is expensive once you get there. But
it,
not,
is it?
It's not as bad as you'd think.
Okay.
Here is the thing, though. You have to be careful about pricing because it doesn't feel like it's a lot.
Because of conversion stuff?
Yeah, they use Kronos, something with a K.
Have Kronos.
I've got Kronos.
Yeah.
And so we had the, you know, our little conversion app open for everything. But like you kind of just got into the habit of like, oh, that's only 890 Kronos. That's fine. It's like a couple bucks. But then when it's like 1200, I'm like, oh, that's nothing. But then you're paying like $20 for a cup of coffee. So you got to be careful. You got to be careful. And they, you know, they're into some weird shit, but as they should be, it's just a very clean, beautiful country that, very much so welcomes tourism. And I will say we went to a tomato greenhouse where this guy made homemade tomato soup and grilled cheeses for us. And we got to sit in his greenhouse with him and talk to him. And it was next to a hot spring and he was the nicest guy. And he's been to New York City. He did training in New York City and he stayed in Yonkers. And he said that was a mistake. And then he was telling us, because we were talking about how expensive it must be, that the way that their mortgages work, say you got a house and when you bought the house, your mortgage, your interest rate was at 3%.
Okay.
But then it goes up to 11% the following year. Just if you were to get a new house in... No, everybody's mortgage goes up 11% the following year.
Really?
So you go with how they pay. Also, he was explaining that there is a lot of mob activity in Iceland.
Yeah.
I'm over here thinking, it's so safe. I'm doing whatever the fuck I want, walking outside by myself at night. In the cities, I'm like, everyone says it's so safe. He's like, no, we have a lot of mafia in Iceland from other countries. Yeah, no, he was telling us about all these different mafias that have come in and taken over and really interesting how their government works. And we walked past the prime minister's house and I was like, it's just like in the city. Like everyone's just chill with the fact that the prime minister lives smack dab in the middle of the city. Nobody's fucking with their shit. Like, what is happening here? There's no security out front. There's nothing. It's just There it is.
That boggles my mind a little bit. Like other countries. Yeah, I don't get it, but.
It was pretty crazy, but it was a lot of fun. And really, my mom deserved it. So despite all of the hiccups, it was incredible. And our flight back in those big cushy seats in the front. Oh, what a dream.
Yeah.
What a dream.
That's awesome. Well,
and that's where I was, guys.
Well, I'm glad you're back now because
we're bored without you.
And this is actually a good time to recommend something else. So even though you haven't been on this show, your main show, you have been on other podcasts because Gotham West Studios has been producing another podcast.
Which
I'll let you take it from there because you have to get people to go listen to that.
Really excited about this one, guys. So this is a little bit different than Can We Talk About Amanda? This Amanda actually has to have homework done before she shows up. So it's called Folktown. And what we're going to do is each season we're going to dive into a spooky small town story. And it's pretty good because this season, if you are a New Yorker, you know all about this. And I actually did. I will say this at the end with a caveat. It's about Sleepy Hollow, New York.
Yeah.
Sleepy Hollow, a town in New York, about 25 miles near New York City. And we are talking about all of the spooky tales surrounding that. And it's Dale, who you've heard on this podcast before, and a brand new voice to Gotham West, my friend Dina, who is a teacher, but also a tour guide at Sleepy Hollow Cemetery. So definitely head over and listen to that because it is so fun. You have someone tell you a spooky story that is not us. Yeah. You have a little bit of legend, a little bit of lore. And thank God for Dina, we also have facts. But Dea will give you the fun stories of legend and lore. Dina's going to give you the facts and I'm going to make everything inappropriate as I do.
Yep.
Head over to Folktown Podcast. It's on Instagram and you can get it wherever you listen to your podcast, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, all those places. Am I missing one?
Folktown, F-O-L-K, town. And that's the name of the podcast. It's really good.
Guys, Tommy's killing it in the editing and production side of things.
Yeah.
Well, Let me toot his horn, folks.
No, don't toot my horn. But I will say there's stories in there. It's the first time our studio here has done like full on like cinematic kind of storytelling. It's really good, but you guys kill it. And I honestly, it's really funny because I mean, I think there's so many spooky towns in America, like in the world, but especially even just in America, but Sleepy Hollow is an interesting one. And I don't want to ruin anything, but like one of the fun facts that I took away from it was like, I didn't realize Sleepy Hollow wasn't technically a town until, 25 years ago?
Yeah.
Wasn't it that long ago? That's crazy to me. But, like, was sort of like a pseudonym for Tarrytown, New York, or East Tarrytown. And then they were like, well, you know what? Everyone just knows us as Sleepy Hollow, so let's just go change our name. I don't know if that's the actual story. I'm sure you guys will talk about it.
Yes.
But it's a really good podcast, and if you're into spooky stories, then obviously it's there anyway. So you're not, we're gonna listen to this podcast. I have heard from people who listen to this podcast who aren't necessarily into the spooky things, who went over there to listen and were like, wow, this is a really good podcast. So I know I'm biased, but you guys, everyone should listen to this.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun, and it is spooky season. It's October. But also for all of you history nerds out there and you people that like your facts and your history, especially New York history and that kind of stuff, we talk about all of that. And head over, give us a follow, and definitely same thing for us. Guys, head over to our Instagram. Head over to our TikTok, our Instagram. Kyle's been killing it on our TikTok videos. And Dale's always killing it on social media, so give us a follow there. Can We Talk About on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, and rate, review, and subscribe on wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm glad you're back.
Thank you. I missed you guys.
I'm glad the plane didn't break on the way.
No, the flex seal really held. The flex seal held.
Gotta flex seal it. All right, cool. Well, go listen to Folktown, and until then, we'll see you next time.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
See, nice landing.